Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Drone Insights in Technology, a Conexicorp podcast. We're going to be talking about real-world topics that will uncover the business of commercial drones and the applications that drive this exciting market. Your host for the series is Frank Segarra, CEO and founder of Conexicorp, one of the leading industry drone service providers. With each episode, we will be talking with industry thought leaders about how commercial drones are being used right now in all types of vertical markets to save time, save money, and keep workers safe. And now, with no further ado, is our host, Frank Segarra.
Greetings, and welcome to Drone Insights in Technology, a podcast by Conexicorp. I'm your host, Frank Segarra, and I'd like to thank our audience for joining us today to learn more about commercial drone applications and the technology that is driving their widespread adoption. For today's interview, we're going to be talking specifically to the reseller community about driving new business with UAV drone solutions. Our guest today is with Renaissance Systems Incorporated, RSI, who provide IT, compliance, managed security, and software development to businesses of all sizes throughout the United States. So you're probably asking yourself, why are we talking about IT, compliance, and managed security on a Drone Insights podcast? Well, the short answer is we're not. RSI is the exclusive distributor of Conexicorp drone services to the Telarus Master Agent channel for the last 3 years, and it is a partnership that has really blossomed. Conexicorp is excited to have David Bergeson, CEO of Renaissance Systems, and today's guest speaker on today's show. Welcome to our podcast, David.
Hey, thank you, Frank. Glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you. So we'll jump right into it, David. And before we dig into drones and your involvement as master distributor for Conexicorp, tell us a little bit about RSI and your role in the business. And what exactly is a master agent channel?
So my role is actually the CEO and COO, you know, i.e. the owner of RSI. But actually, my job is to deliver an exceptional client experience, you know, both for the reseller community of the drone services, and but mostly my people who are facing the clients every single day, day in, day out, to enable new product development, to enable operational excellence. But again, the big focus is to drive that client experience in no matter what we do. So the master agent community, I've been involved with the master agents for a long time. Master agents have lots and lots of suppliers or providers, you know, everybody from AT&T to, let's say, SD-WAN providers or voice over IP providers such as RingCentral. And those master agents have consultants, other VARs or MSPs who resell those services to their customers. And they're making a healthy living off of it. Some of them, or a lot of them are, because they get residual commissions. And so my relationship with Telarus goes back at least to 10 or 11 years. And I became a supplier for them for the compliance services and also for the Conexicorp drone services. And this is where, you know, you and I had met, was to provide a great drone experience and education, not only for the end users, but also for those resellers who are looking to get into advanced technologies and services.
So you are acting as sort of a liaison for the agents that are reselling these traditional, you know, unified communications or telecommunications services and products. You've become the, we'll say, the liaison expert in the drone piece of it, which I know that Telarus is trying to been breaking into for a while now, correct?
That's correct. And mostly, you know, right now we're vastly in the education phase because we were such early adopters of the technology, and the technology has also changed. And so we're in the education phase with the channel partners, but also at the same time, the projects that we have done have been vastly successful, and the adoption is getting faster and faster. And I think the total market acceptance is just right around the corner, Frank.
I agree. We're seeing it across numerous industries. And I think that this is going to be an important interview for your channel partners, because once they're on board, you have many feet on the street. And that's really going to change things quite a bit as far as our exposure into these traditional channels. So David, when and how did you first get into drone technology? What was your, you know, early exposure to it?
Well, I actually got introduced to drone technology back in 2017 when I was evaluating ways to get a license for drones, for UAV. And I wanted to see the different use cases for drones because they get to see places and see things that people just can't see, especially during inspections. And but then again, the technology for to be able to store the images and to provide decision-enabling tools for our clients was also a major factor for me. So I can see a lot more in a lot more detail and provide a lot more information to our clients than you can with just a simple, you know, human interaction report with a video, you know, with a camera, right? You know, so when you talk about cell tower inspections, you're not going to get someone to go up to that cell tower and take great pictures. Even the cell tower climber can't see all the way 360 around just because of the limitations of their harness and their gear. You know, so that's how I got into it. But after I researched what the costs were, I quickly learned that the drone business had a lot less to do with camera lenses, battery life, and the number of propellers and expensive video software. It had to do a lot more with the expertise of the person who's actually capturing and interpreting those video images for the client. And that was the piece that I was missing. For example, you know, I'm not an engineer for bridges. I'm not a structural engineer for buildings. I don't know all the laws for historical buildings and those facades. So I had to get those experts. So having the technical capabilities to fly a drone is completely, utterly different. And it's a small piece of the pie when you're talking about the experts to interpret the data.
Yeah, that's correct. We like to say around here, it's not about the drone, it's about the data. And that's a true statement. So amongst all the channel partners or agents that play in the Telarus sandbox, describe to our listeners how it was that you became the drone technology guru or expert. I know the answer to the question, but maybe you can articulate it to our audience.
Well, this goes back to how I got started, right? So around 2017, I hired a licensed quote-unquote drone pilot to inspect a 10,000-acre ranch. And we wanted to capture where the hogs were nesting within the crops because here in Texas, they're causing some real damage. But also on that ranch where irrigation was not being effective and how the rainwater was draining and affecting the crops and or the pasture lands. So the pilot we hired assured me he had flown several times for ranches and he was a quote unquote expert, right?
Right.
So upon completion of the flight, we agreed he would send me a report of his findings and identify the areas of concern that he had. What I received was basically a report that could have been found on any public website. Grainy pictures at best, and that drone pilot cannot identify what we were looking for. As a result, I spent over 10 hours reviewing the footage myself to justify the cost, and I was able to find the areas of concern because I know what hog nesting grounds look like. I know where their breeding grounds look like. I know the damage and the patterns that they cause. So in other words, I wanted a steak, and what he gave me was oatmeal. But the weird thing was I had to pay for my own oatmeal after I paid him to give me a steak, right?
Right.
So at that moment, then, you know, I got with my team and said, I am no longer getting in the drone business. I don't even care about the license. What I need is that I need a partner to a firm that is, A, have nationwide capabilities, but all the systems and softwares and the technologies to get in the drone business. Otherwise, you're just another pilot. And at that point, that's when I called up ConnexCorp, Frank, and I called you up and said, how did you get into this business? We interviewed you. The connection and the relationship was instantaneous. And after several missions and flights, we became your distributor because I was able to sell it and position it because I had been through it myself and the challenges of starting the own drone business. And this is a relationship that we deeply value and the one that's been extremely profitable for us and the ones that we're trying to get other partners to see how they can make money positioning drone services as well.
Sure. Because if they're not going to, someone else will. So here's a tough question. What insights can your experience lend to the topic of channel sales? So I myself personally, I've been in channel sales for 30 plus years prior to starting ConnexiCorp. In fact, when I started ConnexiCorp in 2015, I was pretty much out of the channel. I no longer had to rely on building channel partners. And then when you and I met, I immediately connected, having tried out with Telarus, and really, it was taking too much bandwidth to really get the traditional, you know, telecom channel sales agent to really understand the benefit of reselling drone services. But what are your insights and your experience in your lifetime with channel sales? What's your channel background?
So I've been in channels for probably 30 plus years, literally my entire career. And so early on, you know, Cisco and Microsoft had the channel programs in the 90s, right? And all of a sudden, channels and the value-added distributor model became more and more common, where a lot of the agents or these technology companies wanted to resell and get the discounts for selling their customers, but they didn't have but they couldn't commit to a quota that these suppliers or these big companies were giving them. So the master agents were the ones who were able to carry that quota because they got thousands and thousands of VARs and consultants to leverage that quota with and to achieve that quota. So it was very risk-free for VARs and semi-risk-free for the master agents, and everyone makes money doing it. But however, over the period of the last couple decades where, you know, voice over IP and IT services and managed services, the competition's gotten much greater. There's a lot more suppliers and providers for UCaaS or for SD-WAN. And so to differentiate for the national partners or for even the small consultants was to add new services. And the key is that for those partners who are traditional telecom resellers or consultants, have seen that drones, that when they're seeing a construction project going up for a new building and providing those drone services, they also have a huge opportunity to bid on the structure cabling or their consulting services or on the phone systems or the SD-WAN and the internet. So it is actually one can drive the other if you know how to play it right. And this is where me, who has, you know, been a channel manager to reseller to work for a master agent and now owning my own company, can help that channel partner migrate and weave through their way of finding the direction that's right for them. But they are interconnected. They just have to figure out a way to make it connect and be shown the way. And I think we've got the secret sauce to do that.
Sure, Mike. Sure. And I've known from experience that, you know, channel sales and VARs and resellers, they become very complacent in their comfort zone in selling what they sell. Today, we're seeing a lot more of this, we'll call it IoT technology, which kind of encompasses robotics, artificial intelligence, drones. And if they capitalize on some of this new technology and integrate that into some of their IT services, they could really, really do well. But it definitely takes a little bit of a learning curve. And if someone like yourself can mentor them and get them up to speed on, you know, how to best approach it and how to take baby steps. I think one of the key things in my experience is you can't be everything to everyone, but you can bring in the experts that really know what they're talking about, just like you'd bring in an engineer to talk about SD-WAN and how to integrate that into your data center. So yes, I think once the channel sales catches on, it's going to be quite an industry, and I commend you for taking on that challenge.
Well, most channel partners from you and I, you know, from our experience, Frank, is that or the consultants in the traditional telecom space are not well informed about the capabilities and the powerful information drone services can provide to their own customers.
This is true.
We know that.
Yes.
They read about what is being tested by Amazon for this delivery of products and boxes, right? Or how people are being flown around or being tested for flying around. In reality, a lot of those drones are being used to upload pictures or of landscapes or onto social media sites. And those drones are really consumer grade.
Sure.
It's for more entertainment purposes and social media and having followers than it is about the actual business enabling capabilities for the client themselves,
yeah.
The engineers, the construction workers, you know, the renovators, the people who are putting in massive air conditioning systems, you know, the roofers, right? Those people who are trying to do a very specific job or building entire neighborhoods out. And that's the information that the channel partners, if they would tap into that and to the drone business, they would be so early on into other projects with that client that it would actually drive their traditional telecom and consulting services.
That is so true. And if you had 10% of them doing it, you'd be churning some serious business.
Yeah.
Now, we all know that it's not very difficult to study and get a Part 107 FAA remote pilot test license. And we've all seen the influx of these new pilots, and we call it a drone and a dream. But when it comes to drone data, how important the quality and delivery is critical. And how do you articulate this to your sales agents? Or do they just simply not really have any idea how important that data is as far as a quality perspective?
This is where ConnexaCore is absolutely the industry leader in it, and why we partner with you guys, is that data to RSI goes beyond images. Anyone could take a picture with a drone. It may not be good. The quality is going to vary, okay?
Yeah.
Or take infrared pictures. What makes it different, the data is also in the form of a document with some thought leadership, advice, and opinions of the actual expert who is reviewing those data and those images. So it's images, yes, to be sure, from the drones, but it's also the human level of expertise and interaction of that actual engineer or that professional or that insurance adjuster or that rancher, you know, who can interpret those images and tell you instantaneously what the next steps of action is. And so it becomes a decision-making tool. And what ConnexaCore does very, very well beyond the other, you know, drone quote pilots is that they give that expertise. It goes way beyond the pictures. And it's like looking at an x-ray. It's an x-ray of a bone, but only a doctor or that expert can tell you exactly what kind of fracture it is or where the problem areas are because they have that experience and knowledge and education. And so for RSI and ConnexaCore, it's about the images plus that human level of expertise combined into one single document and the software system so they can refer back to it that will provide those pain management or problem resolution advice back to the customer.
Yeah,
it's no longer just about flying it.
Great analysis, for sure. And coming from a security, compliance, and IT world, how do you continue to learn and keep your finger on the pulse of all things drone?
Oh, my gosh. Man, I am constantly on the phone with partners and clients. I'm attending ConnexaCore's podcast, listen to the engineers, and then also your attorneys that are on there, you know, about the legal issues. So, and then also some experts, you know, talking about some case studies of some of the recent missions and flights or use cases that they've had. It just seems like the use cases just keep, you know, just setting the bar.
Yeah.
Every single time. So I'm on podcasts, YouTube videos. I'm looking at social media videos. I'm also talking to other pilots of what they're doing. And but again, it's just, you know, ConnexaCore just seems to have that right formula because everyone does something well, but they don't do a lot of it well.
Sure. And I'll be honest with you, David, I've done, you know, dozens of demos for you in the beginning with your clients. And when you started to jump on ConnexaCore Cloud and do your own demos, and I was the fly on the wall, I was extremely impressed. I said, wow. I said, this guy really gets it. He's articulating the value proposition. He's using the tools in the interface the way that they should be used. And he's talking about the, you know, the value of each individual mission, you know, inspections. And I was quite impressed with that and continue to be impressed. In fact, I can't even remember the last time I did a demo for you. So that makes me happy. If we can get your reseller community to get on board with that same type of mantra, that would be wonderful. So in your opinion, what future advancements in the industry, and that could be your industry, that could be our industry, do you foresee happening with drone technology?
Well, I believe within a short period of time, I don't want to speculate on when, but I think drones will be flying people for short distances. The cities are getting crowded, of course, so it'd be great to have an Uber-like drone service to drop you off, you know, pick you up at a certain place and then drop you off at work, and then you can, you know, live in the suburbs, right?
Yeah.
The autonomous pilot software has advanced dramatically in the last year. You know, you're seeing Tesla, Toyota, even, you know, Research in Motion, i.e. the creators of BlackBerry, coming up with these autonomous software. That has advanced. So has the battery technologies are getting better with each new electric vehicle. And with traffic becoming heavier, just like I mentioned, drones can have an impact by transporting others in a very eco-friendly way.
Yes.
But I also think drones are going to be mandated for inspections in the future just because of the written report easy to read by regulating authorities. Just because the handwriting, you know, of most inspectors that are, you know, trying to climb cell tower and take notes at the same time, it's just not as legible.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to probably become a necessity in the future.
Sure.
Also costs. After COVID-19, we saw costs go up the roof. You know, professional services for companies not even having the people, even though they had the jobs and the projects waiting for them, to be able to do site surveys or to be able to do surveys. Now with the drones, we can, you know, predict to the square meter about how much dirt needs to be moved or how much is going to be generated by digging a hole or for creating a neighborhood, right? So I think all those things will take a play where drones are going to take a more lead in the evaluation, inspection, before, during, and after a project.
Right, right. And I got to ask you, what is your opinion, and this is just kind of coming out of my head, what is your opinion about, you know, the latest, you know, we're seeing it on TV about drone deliveries, you know, with Walmart, with Amazon. You know, myself as a drone professional, a nationwide drone professional with a big network, I don't know. I'm not wrapping my arms around it. I can see drones delivering items in search and rescue scenarios or in public safety, you know, for public awareness, getting the drone out in front of the law enforcement. But seeing the drones deliver packages and delivering, you know, McDonald's and, you know, Walmart product, I don't know. There's just something, I'm just not embracing it yet. And I think you hit on part of it. It's battery technology. I think that, you know, based on your, I mean, even the most expensive drone, the best drone going, that's not using something like hydrogen for fuel, you know, your regular, you know, lithium battery is only going to last about 30 to 40 minutes on the very best drone. So how would you accomplish really making deliveries? What are your thoughts on that whole thing that's going around right now?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, hear about Amazon because they're a PR machine about delivering their shoes on time, right?
Right.
That's consumer grade, and RSI really doesn't play in that. What I'm interested in the most is delivery of medication in rural areas. Okay, so imagine us delivering prescription medicine to rural areas, and now with that facial recognition system built into that drone, I can say, hey, that is the individual. Because of the database, their face matches our database. That is the right person to deliver the medication to. Or here's the parent of that person that we need to deliver the medication to. I think it will reduce fraud. I think it's going to be much more efficient. And I think it's going to be able to hit a lot more of the rural communities or the poor communities or the underserved communities at a faster way and reduce fraud at the same time. I could see that in the future. However, from the Amazon side of things and delivery, that's just not our game. That's consumer.
Right.
But I would like to see the medications, because again, with COVID-19, this whole new world that in reality that's been created because of the fear of pandemics and things like that, both real and perceived, I think delivery of medications and critical supplies will be drones can absolutely have an impact to humankind and humanity and operations with their non-people interaction, contactless delivery.
Sure.
The other thing that I see with delivery of drones of things is going to be certain materials, but also being able to lead the way in jungle, really weird areas, because they can do infrared above where people with infrared could only see through so much.
Sure.
Okay. And so they'll be able to have the most and be able to track and provide guidance on the best path for vehicles to take for delivery. So they're going to be working together with current technologies and people today.
Right, right. You know, it's funny. You were talking about fraud. Do you ever see in the future drones delivering election ballots to people voting instead of mailing them?
I don't want to say, you know, never say never, Frank, because, you know, some of the things that this country's gone through in the last 4 or 5 years has, you know, it's certainly not been what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't want to speculate on that, but I do see, you know, what we do know is that the U.S. mail can, you know, has trouble delivering packages to a building that's right next to their post office.
Yeah.
Boy, were they a model of efficiency during the election. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was just trying to be funny on that one. But so David, what is something that people would be surprised to learn about this topic today? Just, you know, the topic of driving new business through the channel. What are things people aren't thinking about when we talk about this subject?
Well, for the drones is that, you know, for somebody who wants to differentiate themselves from, you know, the other UCaaS providers or anybody else selling the telecom, traditional telecom services, drones is a fantastic way to get into enterprise business.
Right.
Okay. Competition, is it going to be stiff? Absolutely. But if you do it right and discuss the value and what makes the RSI ConnectiCore a solution different, okay, I think you will have a real play. If you're going to, you know, try to say, hey, we're cheaper than everybody else, you're not going to win that way because these drone pilots, they may not have the expertise, but boy, can they compete on price all day long.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that you're going to get what you pay for. But we are built for the enterprise project based drone flights and missions that are more longer term in nature, whether for training or to monitor or to, you know, to track assets or all the above. That's what we're built for.
Right.
And I think you can make some serious dollars, not only on the drone side of the business, but also by positioning your traditional telecom services ahead of time. So you're almost gaining 2, 3, 6 months worth of time that your competitors aren't.
Sure.
And we're seeing that quite a bit. We're seeing that quite a bit, Frank. And as you know, that, you know, some of the drone flights that we've had, they've come back and said, hey, this building's not done for 9 months, but we're going to need structure cabling. We're going to need the voice, you know, for these office buildings. And they're giving us the opportunity to do it just because we're that far ahead in the building phase.
Sure.
That's information the traditional agent is not going to have.
Sure. You know, I found it amazing that one of the very first deals that we did together, it was with one of your agents who was like what I would say, you know, a traditional T1 supplier to corporations. You know, people sell T1 lines to corporations, so they have connectivity. This particular customer had a customer that happened to be a very large construction company. And this agent happened to understand the value proposition and kind of semi-positioned it and then brought you into the mix and then brought us into the mix. And lo and behold, we're out there doing work for a large construction company when the opportunity evolved from like a telco guy. It was pretty incredible. It was the model that we really want to have everybody embrace who's in channel sales.
That particular agent is pretty bright and sharp and forward thinking. But again, when he and I spoke about that opportunity and what the pain points were, what we thought was going one way, the actual opportunity arose because the company that he had been providing services for years, traditional telco services for years, they couldn't get the reports that they needed for a 1,300 home neighborhood that was being built out in California.
Right.
And not only that, they were trying to see damages from nearby area of where the wildfires were. And the drones were the only ones, not with the traditional lenses, but with those 3D imaging that showed exactly where the issues were going to be, not today, but probably 10 years from now, where there could be possible lawsuits, you know, because of foundation issues. And that's how all of this came by.
Sure.
That particular agent clearly saw that I'm getting more business from these guys, from my telco and other things, because we're helping them grow and reduce costs by using drone technology versus the normal human technology.
Right. Agreed. And we enjoyed working with that client and continue to enjoy working with the client. So, David, some parting words. We're getting towards the end of our show today. Is there anything else you want to add to the topic of our discussion before we head out for the day?
Yep. Hey, I understand, guys, that you may not, you know, the channel partners out there may not understand drone technology. Call me. You know, let us demo things to you. But more important, let us show you what the results of a drone flight is, not the flight itself. What the results are and how that information is being used to save millions, you know, at very minimum hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for your client, which will create more budget for you to sell more of your telco, security, and other services that you've been selling for the last couple of decades. So call me up and let's walk through this and let's put a business plan together with you.
Sounds like great parting words. David, I'd like to thank you personally for joining us today. on this episode of Drone Insights and Technology. And we do value your thought leadership and wish your channel program the best of luck moving forward. I'd also like to thank our audience today for listening and hope you all found it educational and informative. And if you're not already subscribed to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you go subscribe. That way you can stay up to date with the latest on thought leadership in the drone industry and make sure that you get every episode downloaded directly to your device. Remember, head over to kinexicor.com for more information about us and what we do. And of course, we'll be back soon with more episodes of the podcast, so stay tuned for that. But until then, I've been your host today, Frank Segarra, and thank you for listening.
We hope that everyone has enjoyed and learned something on this episode of Drone Insights and Technology. And until next time, please remember, it's not about the drone, it's about the data.